Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming House launches unanimous investigation into campaign checks distributed on chamber floor. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming House of Representatives has unanimously voted to launch a formal investigation after campaign contribution checks were handed out to lawmakers inside the House chamber, an incident drawing statewide attention and raising questions about ethics and public trust. The issue stems from an event earlier this week when Rebecca Bextel, a Jackson realtor and political fundraiser, entered the House floor after adjournment and delivered campaign donation checks to lawmakers on behalf of a Teton County donor. According to the reporting from Wyofile and Cowboy State Daily, the checks were legal campaign contributions, but the manner and location of the delivery created concern among lawmakers from both parties. Representative Carly Provenza of Laramie introduced the motion to investigate, telling colleagues the incident calls into question the ethics and impartiality of members, and said the House has a duty to fully disclose the facts to the public. The House voted 59-0 to create a 7-member select committee that will hold public hearings, take sworn testimony, and review whether the incident violated the Wyoming Constitution or legislative ethics rules. Gillette lawmakers also play key roles in the debate. Representative Chris Knapp said if any criminal wrongdoing occurred, it should be referred to law enforcement, emphasizing the importance of following proper legal procedures. Meanwhile, Representative John Baer made a procedural motion during the debate to allow time for amendments and review, underscoring the seriousness of the issue. House Speaker Chip Nyman pledged a fair and impartial investigation, saying how lawmakers handle the situation will determine public confidence in the legislature. While the donor and fundraiser involved say the checks were simply delivered to save time and mailing costs, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agreed the optics were troubling and warranted a full review. The select committee is expected to convene before the legislative session ends and report its findings to the full House as lawmakers seek to reassure the public that Wyoming's legislative process remains transparent and accountable. Campbell County man arrested after alleged assault on 2 women. A 53-year-old Campbell County man was arrested Wednesday night after deputies say he assaulted 2 women during a domestic dispute on Franklin Road. According to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, deputies were first called to the house around 3:30 p.m. for what was initially reported as a verbal argument. They later returned after the situation escalated. Sheriff's Lieutenant Dan Mall said the man allegedly pushed a 35-year-old visitor who had been invited to dinner, causing her to stumble. He also reportedly pushed a 19-year-old woman who lives at the residence. Authorities say the younger woman called out for help and the suspect retreated to a bedroom where he remained until deputies arrived. The man was taken into custody and arrested on charges of domestic assault and simple assault. Authorities have not released additional details about how the individuals involved are related. The investigation is ongoing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.